Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East, and this is The Best Mix in the Morning Show with your Tuesday edition of Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. Okay, and also National Clean Off Your Desk Day, which I would love to do just by doing that simple, very large hand swipe thing. Just watch everything fall off the edge of the desk. Feel pretty happy about that, but I won't do it. So just how stressful was 2020 for people? According to a new survey, nearly 17% went to therapy for the first time last year, and 15% began taking meds for anxiety and depression for the first time in 2020. We all wish we could just lose weight in our sleep, right? Well, now you can, and apparently all it takes is drinking some tea. A study from the University of Tsukuba in Japan found that drinking oolong tea jumpstarts the body's fat-burning process, even when you're asleep. According to researchers, just 2 cups of oolong tea a day increases the breakdown of fat. And speaking of losing weight, a new study by Angela Ruskin University reveals that increasing your coffee intake could lead to weight loss. Researchers had women between the ages of 20 and 43 drink 2 cups to 3 cups of coffee per day. The women lost an average of 3.4% body fat during the study. Women between the ages of 45 and 69 drank 4 or more cups per day and lost 4.1% body fat. And if you were able to peek into your own future, would you do it? Seems like most people wouldn't. A new study found that 90% said they do not want to find out about any negative things happening to them in the future. But it seems it's not just the bad news that people don't want to hear about. 40 to 70% said they didn't want to learn about any future positive things either. Just 1% of those who participated in the research said they would actually want to know what their future holds for them. That's Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.